Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the manager of the specialty practices at St. Joseph Health System, Sue Geer. How are you today, Sue?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing fine.
This cold morning.
Oh, it's a cold one. You're right. From what I understand, cold is good because does it kill off the flu virus more effectively?
Well, I'm not an expert about that, but old wives' tales for sure.
That's what I've heard. Exactly. The cold weather kind of cleanses things. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. The flu clinic, you guys had one a little while back, and it was so successful, you're doing it again, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct. We held a flu shot clinic last Thursday, and we had quite a good response. So we thought that with the short time in advertising, if we had a little bit more time, we may be able to catch a few more patients out there that are still looking for that vaccine.
Yeah, because for a while there, it was kind of touch and go as to how much vaccine was left. But you guys have some, and it is available on a first-come, first-served basis Thursday?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. It is. We do have that available. And last week, the CDC also recommended that we continue to vaccine even late into the season. Because of the increase in the flu viruses that we've been seeing.
Boy, no doubt about that. You can't talk to anybody who hasn't been affected somewhere in their family, either themselves or somebody they are in their family or they know who's gotten the flu this year.
Exactly, exactly. The vaccines that we have available are injectable, and they would be for children ages 3 and up into adults.
All right. Now, it's taking place Thursday. What are the hours on Thursday?
The hours on Thursday will be 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
We'll have staff there all day long.
All right. This is a first-come, first-served?
Yes, sir. First-come, first-served. I'm not exactly sure of the amount of vaccines that we have, but we do have a good supply.
Okay.
We will be billing major insurances, or payment would be expected at the time of service.
All right. And again, that's this Thursday. And now where's it being held again, Sue?
It's going to be held at the Huron Shores Walk-In Clinic, which is located in the Harbor Health Building.
Okay.
At 111 Beach Street.
All right. That's right on the campus there of the hospital?
It's in the back. Physical therapy is in that building, bone and joint. It's the big one that you can see from 23.
Okay, and again, no appointment necessary, but can they make one if they want to, or is this strictly first come, first serve?
It's just going to be first come, first serve. We'll be there. If there were to be any problem with the vaccine that we would run out, we could certainly make that known to you, and then you could get it out to the listeners, and we could go from there.
You read my mind. That was going to be my question. If it got later in the day, should people call in advance later in the day to make sure that you still have some of the vaccine left?
Certainly. We do have a phone number. Mm-hmm. They can call the St. Joseph Health System Center of Hope, and that number is 362-9404. Or 362-9755.
All right. And again, never too late to get a flu shot, especially this season with the way the flu virus has been spreading. And do you think you may have yet another clinic, depending on how much vaccine you have left?
And that's true. Yeah. We'll probably evaluate again Friday morning after the clinic on Thursday, see what kind of response we have and go from there.
Best to not take any chances. Get your flu vaccine Thursday. And again, that's at the Huron Shores Walk-In Clinic there in Tawas. And Sue Geer, she's the manager for the specialty practices at St. Joseph Health System. Sue, we're glad you could spend some time with us, and hopefully the people who need them get out and get their shots Thursday there in Tawas.
I hope so, too. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay, bye-bye.